on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Yeah, big game in this Super Rugby getting underway. New South Wales will take on the Brumbies down there in Canberra, and former Waratah and Australian legend Matty Burke is on the line. Morning, Burkey.
Good morning, Loz. Good morning, Loz. I tell you what, though, you know, those Brumbies, like when you were down there, Loz, it's a competitive advantage, isn't it? You know, sometimes, and it's, I know we're in sort of the third or second week of March, and it's sort of okay still, but it's going to get cold tonight. It's, you know, you get the crowd on side playing it in the GAO Stadium, and it's all become, it becomes a bit of a fortress for the Brumbies. It hasn't been like that for a while, but it's certainly getting better. And, you know, the way they played last week against the Rebels, even though they went down, they were up at half time and they let it slip. But I think they'll give the Waratahs a bit of a run for their money tonight. But I think the Tars will be too strong. I think they'll be able to get over the top of them. They've had a bit of a shuffled back line as well with Carmichael Hunt out, and then all of a sudden, the jigsaw puzzle goes back to what it was with Folau, you know, going back to fullback and Bielsa, you know, stepping in that centre role as well. So it's going to be an interesting one tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is only from an observer's point of view, Burke, and you know more about it than me. I think they play the best brand of football, the Brumbies, but they can't do it consistently.
Yeah, and you know what? It was sort of like the way back in my day as well. You know, they played a good style of football. They seem to have you know, sort of come up with an idea of a motto, or, you know, that we're going to play and run the ball. And I think I said it a couple of weeks ago, when they scored that first try against the Rebels down there when they won, that was when they lost anyhow. They scored a 90-metre try, and I thought, yeah, that's just good heads-up rugby. They've got people running good lines. They've got people asking questions of defence, and yes, they do. Waratahs, even though they've won, are still a bit stilted. You know, like they had that one-point win over the Sunwolves a couple of weeks ago, and you thought, well, hang on, they had the break after that, and they sort of just got up again, you know, last week over the Reds by a couple of points, but not a great deal of possession. So they can, you know, there's so much scope for the Waratahs to get better, where the Brumbies, I think, as you said, Loz, they've got a certain style, and I think they should stick with it because, you know, they make plenty of teams work hard this year.
It's a big out for them, mate. Dave Pocock, are you worried about his future? Will he have a future after the World Cup? Will he get to the World Cup? Unfortunately, he's out again with a neck injury.
Yeah, it's a battle, though, TK, isn't it?
You know, every week.
That's exactly right. And it's, you know, you talk about modifying your game, and you talk about sort of, you know, protecting yourself, but, you know, he's got no sort of, you know, regard for his body in that role, and that's why he's one of the best in the world. Yeah. In that position. The thing about it is also he gets, I suppose, wrestled off the ball as well via sort of like a headlock or a choke sometimes. You know, we've seen it in test matches. So he's asked for protection. But, yeah, you're right. And when you start to get those niggling injuries that start to sort of, you know, just keep lingering around, hopefully it's not a problem for him. You know, in the big scheme of things, they have to sit out players, the Australian players this year, and he's missed a couple of already through injury. He had that head knock at the start. So all of a sudden, his quota has already been done, but we don't want to see him on the sideline any more than normal. No chance. He's a fantastic player.
Carmichael Hunt's out with a hamstring strain. Does that disrupt New South Wales, or they've just got plenty of options there regardless?
You know, Loz, it does and it doesn't. It does because he's been playing well. He's been playing pretty solid. You know, it's, you know, he's got a different mindset now, obviously coming from Queensland last year after being stood down. And he's sort of, you know, he's made a real go of it this year for Waratahs. It does, in that regard, it doesn't because, as you said, they've got players that fill there. Bill drops around, the jigsaw puzzle just sort of, you know, rotates around.
Yep.
But at the same time, you know, this back line hasn't fired yet. And, you know, if you want to put pressure on someone, I think it's put pressure on the Wallabies in that team there to be able to perform well for Waratahs level. So they haven't sort of, you know, as you said before about the Brumbies, they haven't struck their chord yet to be able to actually play. You look at that back line on paper and you think, you know, wow, unbelievable. You look at, you know, a 10, 12, 13, 15 combination there. It's, you know, three quarters of the Aussie back line thereabouts or have not, or haven't played there before in the past. So you're expecting a bit more. So let's hope that they can, you know, show some kind of fluency, I think it is, this week against the Brumbies.
And the Queensland Reds have to have, they're resting Tupou and Isaac Rodder. Yeah. Is that just part of the rotation for the Wallabies?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And you know, these guys, when they, negotiated, I suppose, at the end of last year. That was sort of, you know, World Cup season, that a few guys had to sit out, and strategically you pick and choose your players and your teams as to whom you're going to go against, and they're playing the Sunwolves, who are favourites in this game as well, against the Reds. And you know, I'm looking at the Sunwolves, and they had the win last week over the Chiefs. They're actually going well. I'm looking at this game thinking, I've got to get on this Sunwolves here. Like, I've just got to ride the momentum and keep going. Then the Reds, you know, struggling last week. They've lost their couple of players through injury as well, and now with Tupou and Rod around as well. So all of a sudden, you're depleting a side that's already sort of struggling a little bit. And there's only so much passion and pride you can run upon. You just need to be able to be consistent. Mm. So I'm going to jump on the Sunwolves for the win.
This one concerns me because they're two of the Reds' better players. Oh, if I'm a Queensland Red, I'm thinking we can beat the Sunwolves.
Oh,
and I'm thinking, why would I rest two of my better players in that game? That's a game we can win. Why not rest them against a team that we think, you know,
we've got no
50-50 hope, or the Crusaders or whoever it may be, if you get my drift.
And then you look at the first couple of rounds from where they've come from. They missed out on a dubious penalty when Tolo Latu, you know, whacked the Sunwolves guy. They probably should have got a penalty and maybe knock one over to win the game. They end up losing by a point. They beat the Chiefs last, a week ago. Then all of a sudden, you've got this team that you think is a lay-down Mazaire that becomes a banana skin. And you're right. So, you know, when you start talking about these games, and Laurie, you know this, you know, perfectly, you know, where our heads are on, we're mentally ready to go. As soon as that chat starts to happen, I reckon you think you've got to be in the bag. There'll be a bit of sightseeing, all the rest of it, and all of a sudden you come away with a loss. So plenty of pressure on the Reds this weekend to do well.
All right, tip time, Berkey. Quickly, Chiefs versus Hurricanes.
I'm going to go the Hurricanes on that one. Chiefs are nothing, unfortunately.
Right. This one, the Brumbies versus the Waratahs, mate.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm going to go Brumbies. I'm going to go Waratahs for the win. Brumbies for the line. I reckon it's going to be a close one in that one there. I don't think there's going to much that separates these guys. So, you know, if you're looking for a straight-up bet for the win, Waratahs, I think we'll get there.
Waratahs are the favourites, $1.80. Brumbies outsiders at $2.
Yeah. And you know what? Oh, that $2 is inviting, though, I reckon. I'm going with my heart for the Waratahs, but that $2 is inviting for the Brumbies there as well.
Beautiful. And the Sunwolves are favourites, $1.58 favourites over the Reds, $2.40. You like the Sunwolves?
Oh, mate, I'm going to take the Sunwolves. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. The way they're playing, and then obviously, Queensland Reds have got injuries galore, and then obviously they're resting those players, as we mentioned. I'm taking Sunwolves to have a shot at the title there.
And what about Australia's best placed team, the Rebels, up against the Lions over there in South Africa? Lions, $1.35. Rebels, $3.20 outsiders.
Do you know what? Let's go outsiders on this one. And the reason being, always plenty of points being scored up in Johannesburg there. We saw last week was about 70 points. So these games are high-scoring numbers. And I reckon the Rebels, they've got something at the moment that is just allowing them to play. You know, you talk about that 9-10 combination is going well, but they've got support outside them with Billy Meeks and English, and they've got a good forward pack running around as well. I'm going to go the Rebels for the win in this one up in the High Belt.
The Rebels to have that upset victory over the Lions. Good on you, Berkey. Always good to chat.
Good on you, boys. Enjoy the golf.